A waterfront commercial property in Ketchikan has new owners with a new vision for the site. A local company purchased the borough-owned property that was an old pulp mill at Ward Cove for $2.1 million. As KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports, Ward Cove Industries is hoping the site will become a new hub for southern Southeast Alaska's maritime mining and fishing industries.
Ward Cove Industries is a new startup company owned by father-son team David and Andrew Spokley. The Spokleys own and operate Power Systems and Supplies of Alaska, a fuel and freight delivery company. A day after closing on the biggest purchase of their lives, 350 acres of tidelands and uplands in Ward Cove, Dave Spokley says the two remain optimistic about what the property can become.
When you look at the property, do you see an obligation and responsibility and a lot of work, or do you see an opportunity? And, you know, and depending on your mood, but 90% of the time we're always optimistic and we always see opportunity. Every once in a while you come down and you're just like a little tired and you're thinking, there's a lot of work to do here.
Among other things, Ward Cove Industries is planning to build boats, manufacture modular floats, operate a welding and fabrication shop, install an industrial harbor, and partner with another company to develop a regional waste oil recycling facility. The Ketchikan Gateway Borough took ownership of the vast majority of Ward Cove following the collapse of Gateway Forest Products in 2002. Borough Mayor Dave Kiefer was elected to the assembly the year after in 2003.
I was there then and have sat through many meetings since then, hearing people say, well, if we should just do this with Ward Cove. We should do that with Ward Cove. And it's run the complete gamut. I mean, there's been a remarkable number of ideas out there. Unfortunately, most of them probably unrealistic.
Beyond their ability to come up with the financing to actually close on the property, Dave Spokley believes Ward Cove Industries stands a better chance at actually succeeding in developing Ward Cove than the two previous outside companies that made offers on the property. The former pulp mill property was identified as a Superfund site by the Environmental Protection Agency. David Spokley says he isn't concerned with any lingering environmental issues with the heavy industrial property. Spokley says the company's development plan centers around the harbor.
This is one of the only non-freezing protected deep water ports in Alaska. And so we started talking to other customers that could use it. And so now we have a design for about 20,000 linear feet of fingers, slips, piers, and dock space.
Spokley says the company wants to attract the Bering Sea Fleet to Ketchikan. Both businessmen sound more like community economic development directors than individual businessmen. David Spokley says their goal in purchasing Ward Cove extends far beyond their business.
Making money is something a business has to do in order to grow or expand or to keep employees. That's about third or fourth down the line for us, but we need to be cognizant of it, but our purpose is actually to accomplish something, to make a world a little bit better for our kids and to provide opportunities.
Mayor Kiefer is hopeful the Spokleys will succeed in developing the site where the borough faltered.
There was always the possibility, wow, we could do something great out there and really develop economic development, or B, we could find someone in the public to take that on for us who would hopefully do a probably better job. The government is usually not very good in the business of economic development, because government tends to like one size fits all ideas, and true development doesn't come out of that. It comes out of, you know, individual initiative, individual drive, individual circumstances.
The money from the sale of Ward Cove will be put in the borough's economic development fund. With the $2.1 million from the sale, borough manager Dan Bockhorst says the fund now has $8.6 million. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.